Getting ready to lobby. If you're a small business owner dealing with a problem that needs government attention, you've got to get good at lobbying. It's like building blocks. First, you figure out who you need to talk to. That's your target. Then you pick the best ways to communicate with them. Those are your tools. And finally, you plan how to get your message across loud and clear. Those are your tactics. Your target is the person or group who can fix your issue, like the mayor or a zoning board. Tools are how you reach out to them, whether it's through writing, talking, or other means. And tactics? Well, that's how you make sure they listen to you amidst all the noise. So, figure out who to talk to. Pick your best ways to talk to them, and make sure they hear what you're saying. Start by understanding how your local government works. Does it have a powerful mayor, a county commission, or a city manager? To figure out where to start, ask yourself three key questions. Where does your issue have the most impact? Does money play a role? What information can you find in public documents? Remember, you have a right guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution to address your government's concerns. Lobbying doesn't have to be shady or pointless. You can connect with your elected officials and make your voice heard, as long as you approach it the right way. Understand your objective. Once you've identified who can help with your issue, dive into research. The internet is a goldmine for info. Check out voting histories, meeting transcripts, and property records. Gone are the days of trekking to City Hall. Now you can snag docs online. But beware of biased blogs. They might skip key details. Stick to official government sites for reliable data. Don't stop at online sleuthing. Attend public meetings to hear more about your problem and see officials in action. Chat with folks who've dealt with them before. Tune into local TV for live meetings and see how your targets handle hot topics. And if you need more info, you can always file a Freedom of Information Act request. To connect with the people you're trying to reach, take it step by step. Building relationships isn't just about being patient, it's about being prepared for when things get urgent. Start by reaching out to them, maybe to set up meetings or invite them to events. If they have a team, get to know them too. And team up with others who care about your cause to get the word out. Lots of small businesses work together to make sure their voices are heard. Key to effective communication. As a lobbyist, your best tools are written messages like letters, emails, and public meeting speeches. Emails are quick, but they can easily get lost in a sea of others. To make sure your message sticks, keep it simple and short. Sending a letter by mail can have a bigger impact now since many people think email is taking over. In a letter, you can include important stuff like data, charts, or pictures that might get ignored as email attachments. Make sure to spell the recipient's name right and get their title correct. When you want to communicate without writing, you've got a few options. You can give them a call, but make sure you plan out what you're going to say first to make it more effective. If your target official needs to see or experience something to understand your point, setting up a one-on-one meeting could work well. And if you want to get the whole community involved, hosting a meeting or rally could be the way to go. Just remember to keep it classy and avoid any sneaky tactics. Another idea is to start a petition. It can help get people talking and build excitement around your cause. Craft clear communication. Make sure your message is clear and appealing to the people you're addressing. Think about what they care about and how your issue relates to their priorities. If you're trying to convince your local government to get rid of a parking fee, be ready to offer solutions to replace the lost money in the budget. Be prepared to deal with objections and provide alternative options. When you're explaining something, keep in mind that not everyone knows as much as you do. So, avoid using complicated words and overwhelming people with too many facts and figures. It's also helpful to have other people speak up alongside you, like respected leaders or young people, especially if your case involves children. When you're making your case, take it slow and steady. Build your argument gradually, using solid evidence to support what you're saying, and most importantly, always stick to the truth. Sometimes, the media might cover your cause instead of you doing the talking. While it's good to have publicity, keep in mind that you won't have full control over what they say. That's why it's important to build relationships with reporters so they can understand your perspective better. Generate press coverage. To get media attention, you can be a helpful source, issue press releases, write letters to the editor, or craft opinion pieces. Your press release should answer the who, what, when, where, and why questions, like reporters do. Explain why your announcement matters. If you write an op-ed, keep it under 750 words. Use two or three key reasons to make your argument. Adding a personal touch can engage readers. A good letter to the editor should offer a fresh perspective on a topic the paper has covered. Keep it short. Newspapers don't like long letters. Other methods include planning a news event or calling a talk radio program. Just be aware of time limits and the host's style. Is lobbying a form of political activity? Yes, lobbying often gets mixed up with politics. It's like a game where knowing the rules helps you play smart, but watch out. Giving money to politicians in exchange for favors is illegal. Before you donate, know the law in your area. If you're unsure, ask a lawyer. Never give cash for a campaign, and don't expect to be paid back for donations. Also, don't lend money to a campaign. If you donate things like computers, make sure they're not used for shady stuff like phishing emails. You can still help out without giving money. Volunteer to do things like host events, put up signs, write letters, speak at rallies, make calls, and drive people to vote on election day. New rules are in place in Washington following scandals, mainly targeting professional lobbyists. The focus is on ethics, particularly in areas like gifts, conflicts of interest, and handling confidential information. It's smart to be cautious and conservative in your approach. If you're unsure about something, it's best to avoid it altogether. Don't make offers that could be misunderstood, and steer clear of anyone offering shady information. If you suspect illegal behavior, report it. Keep in mind that lobbying might attract unwanted attention, like negative media coverage, junk mail, and annoying calls. Stay updated on what's being said about you. Use tools to stop spam, and don't let these annoyances distract you from your goals. Engage in government contracts. To land a government contract, follow the Target Tools Tactics Plan. First, figure out which government department buys what you're selling. Look into their past purchases and prices. Depending on whether they send out an invitation for bids, IFB, or a request for proposal, RFP, your approach will vary. An IFB means they're mostly concerned about price. An RFP indicates they're open to new ideas and negotiation. Sometimes, the government hands out contracts without competition, called no-bid contracts. This happens in emergencies or when only one business can provide the needed product or service. Approach bids like you're pitching to officials, putting yourself in their shoes. Explain why picking your company is good for the buyer, and be ready for competition. Do thorough research and prep your materials well. Sample challenges. As a lobbyist, let's keep using our strategy, target, tools, and tactics for other issues we're tackling. We might be aiming for a regulatory exemption, fighting against an unfair local rule, trying to change a state law that hurts our company, arguing against a tax bill, complaining about a public problem, or protesting an unfair contract deal. To ace this, we gotta know the lingo of each area to prove we know our stuff and keep our credibility. Let's dive in. 1. How to seek a variance. Seeking a variance means asking for a one-time exception from the rules set by a zoning board of appeals or a board of adjustment. These folks are the ones who will decide on your request, so it's important to understand who they are and treat them like any other group you're trying to convince. When you talk to them, focus on how granting your variance will help other businesses in the area. Show them that if they say no, local companies could lose out. You might face opposition, so be ready to respond calmly and professionally. Remember, you don't have to be a big shot or hire a fancy lawyer to win a variance. Just be reasonable and stick to the facts. 2. How to fight a local ordinance. If a local law is hurting your business, take action. Attend meetings of the governing body that passed the law. Get to know the people making the decisions, their likes and dislikes. Use tools like letters, emails, and petitions to make your voice heard. You can even speak directly to the panel or government body. Explain why the law is unfair, how it's causing harm, and suggest practical alternatives. Let's get your business thriving again. 3. How to change a state law. When dealing with a regulation affecting your business, start by reaching out to your state house member or senator individually. It's most effective to meet them face-to-face at the state house, though emails and letters can work too. Explain why the law change is fair and how it negatively impacts you and others. Offer up some good alternatives to consider. 4. How to work a public meeting. When you testify at a public meeting, you have a chance to share your thoughts effectively, both in writing and speaking. Start by introducing yourself to the panel and the press, then participate during the public comment time and stick around until the end. The officials you're talking to will value your knowledge and perspective, but follow their rules. 5. How to address a public body. To testify, request a speaking slot ahead of time. Come ready, stay serious, and skip the jokes and fancy questions. 6. How to hold a press conference. Prepare a press kit for reporters about your topic. Practice answering their expected questions before the event. 7. How to keep your effort alive. To keep an official's attention, make sure to follow up with calls, emails, or visits. Encourage others dealing with similar issues to do the same. When you start lobbying, don't let your target dodge your issue with excuses like, "We'll look into it," or by pretending they don't know what you're talking about. Sometimes, delays are legit, like if there's a pending news story or a law about to expire. But watch out for consultants who promise big results for big bucks, they might not deliver. And skip buying directories that just regurgitate info you can find on your own. Key points. 1. Target, tools, and tactics for effective communication with government. 2. Understand who to approach and how. 3. Use clear, concise messages through various channels. 4. Build relationships, attend meetings, and utilize online resources. 5. Understand bidding processes and competition dynamics. 6. Employ lobbying tactics tailored to specific issues. 7. Avoid illegal practices, maintain transparency, and uphold credibility.